was a 2-year grant, and so we're continuing to work with the Cuyahoga Valley National Park this year and continuing our outreach. So, you know, we did when we started was reach out to a bunch of different schools in the region, teachers that we had relationships with, and, you know, developed lessons in collaboration with them. Often did a river walk where they would come here. We'd write in our classroom and maybe go for a river walk, come back and write again. And that grew to be also a collaboration through the Cuyahoga Valley National Park where their open outdoor for kids program, any fourth grade class can request a field trip. The Conservancy will reimburse them for the transportation costs, and then we supply the teachers. And so we taught a number of schools last year, probably 8 different schools, where we would meet fourth graders in the national park, you know, do a little bit of pre-writing, walk up along the river, Pinery Narrows, where there's, you can see at that spot, you can see all of this human interaction with the river. You've got the canal there, you've got the railway there, you've got the bridges crossing the valley, you've got a spot where there's almost always fishermen. And so, and you go, there's also a bit of Native American history there. So you can see all of that in one spot. And then on top of that, there's a really good sort of like presence of, you know, ecology and wildlife. So you can see the types of plants that grow on the riverbank and the types of plants that grow up in the ravines. And you can see there's always ducks and great blue herons, and on a good day the eagles are in their nest, and so we can see the bald eagles. And so it's a really nice way to show kids the whole story of the river. And part of that too is some of these students have never been to a national park or even to a state park, and so we're in that position where we get to be the sort of ambassadors who first do that. And then when we ask them what it meant to them and to put it into their own words, we always have an impromptu poetry reading at the train station there. And it's really beautiful. It's really fun.